Hello and welcome. This file is called 21 days. And if you are listening to this file right now, you should have anything between 0 and 7 strings around your ankle. And the number of strings around your ankle will be the number of orgasms you will have in the next 21 days. If you have 0 strings around your ankle right now, or more than 7, you will have no orgasms. Otherwise, you will have as many orgasms as you have strings around your ankle. And you will have fewer orgasms, but you will learn to enjoy every single one so much more. So, if you have your strings ready and you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, focus on my voice, getting ready, and let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and with each and every number you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along, deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, we are going to limit your orgasms for the next 21 days. That's right. Right now, you are wearing up to 7 strings around your ankle. And the number of strings around your ankle will be the number of orgasms you can have within the next 21 days. And if you are wearing no strings at all, or more than 7 strings, it will just be impossible for you to have an orgasm for the next 21 days. That's right. If you are wearing no strings right now, or wearing more than 7 strings, you will have 0 orgasms in the next 21 days. Because after listening to this file, you will find it is impossible for you to achieve an orgasm within the next 21 days without cutting a string before. That's right. Whenever you cut a string, you can achieve an orgasm, be it through masturbation or be it through sex. But without cutting the string, you will find it's impossible to have an orgasm. Because whatever you do and however you are stimulated, you will find it always feels as if you're almost there, but you will never reach the orgasm threshold. Just like there's a clear rubber wall holding you back, and the more you push against it, the stronger it pushes back. And you know it's impossible to push it far enough, and yet it will be tempting. You might masturbate, you might have sex without cutting a string, and you might try to achieve an orgasm. You will find that you can get very close, but the closer you get, the more you have to push against it, the stronger you have to push against the rubber wall, keeping you away from the orgasm. And as you get closer, you have to push stronger, exponentially stronger, knowing purely on a logical base that it will be impossible for you to achieve the orgasm. And yet, it will be tantalizing close. It will tease you, even though you perfectly well know that it will be impossible for you to achieve an orgasm. You can try as hard as you like, but you will find it will be impossible. The only way for you to have an orgasm within the next 21 days is to cut a string. And after you cut a string, the next time you masturbate or have sex, it will be possible for you to achieve an orgasm completely normally, like you always do. That's right. When you cut a string, the next time you have sex or masturbate or stimulate yourself in any other way, you can have an orgasm without any problems. You can just have an orgasm like you normally do. And to make it even more comfortable for you, you can cut the string as early as you want. After you cut the string, the next time you stimulate yourself or have sex, you can achieve an orgasm. If you stop the sex or the stimulation before achieving an orgasm, your string will be gone and you will have wasted it. That is up to you, but it will be possible for the next time you stimulate yourself. And you might want to cut the string early because you want to have sex and don't want your partner to know about the strings. That is okay too. It's just important that you didn't stimulate yourself in any other way before having sex. Because should you masturbate in the meantime, you have used up the string. No matter if you achieve an orgasm or not. That's right. And now, let's talk about what will happen if you try to have an orgasm without cutting a string. First of all, you will feel the rubber wall, the clear rubber wall, pushing back against you, keeping you off the edge. And the stronger you push against the rubber wall, the stronger it will push back, holding you back. And you know, the force you need to push it further will grow exponentially the closer you are, making it completely impossible to achieve an orgasm. That's right. And should you ever attempt to bring yourself to an orgasm by massive stimulation, you will find that you will feel guilty, you will be distracted, you will think about the strings, you will think about the fact that you are trying to cheat the strings, that you are trying to steal an orgasm. And those thoughts, this uncertainty, will distract you, will keep you off balance, will make it impossible to have an orgasm. And if you really try to move on, still moving on, trying to push yourself to an orgasm with massive stimulation, you will find that you are getting completely overstimulated very quickly. That's right. Maybe you are masturbating furiously. Maybe you masturbate furiously. Maybe you're using some kind of toys, something that can stimulate you enough to achieve an orgasm anyway, even with the distractions in your mind. You will find that you're just getting overstimulated. It gets really uncomfortable, a mix of pleasure and really uncomfortable sensations, and it will still be impossible to achieve an orgasm. That's right, at least impossible to achieve a meaningful orgasm. You might be able to achieve a ruined orgasm, the kind of orgasm that just marks the end of your stimulation, the kind of orgasm that is really frustrating, that will never satisfy you, because you know you can only have a satisfying orgasm if you cut a string before you stimulate yourself. That's right, you have decided to listen to this file. You have decided on the number of strings around your ankle, and with the number of strings you have decided of how many orgasms you want to have in the next 21 days, and it will just be impossible to have any more orgasm than you have strings. That's right, you will have only as many orgasms as you have strings. In the next 21 days you need a string in order to have an orgasm, and it will be impossible to have an orgasm any other way. And you can masturbate or have sex all you like, you will find the rubber wall is holding you back from an orgasm. You can just tease yourself, stimulate yourself, make yourself hotter, arouse yourself even more, and it will be impossible to have an orgasm. And if you try to push yourself to an orgasm anyway, you will feel the guilt, you will feel the thoughts about stealing an orgasm invading your mind, distracting you, keeping you off balance, making it impossible to achieve an orgasm. And if you ever try to achieve an orgasm by massive stimulation, by using any toys, or by masturbating furiously, you will find that you quickly become overstimulated. That's right, it will feel really uncomfortable, and the overstimulation will make it completely impossible to achieve a meaningful, satisfying orgasm. The best thing you can hope for is a bad orgasm, a ruined orgasm, a pleasureless orgasm, something that will never satisfy you, something that only marks the end of your masturbation or the end of your sex. But you will be completely frustrated, even more frustrated than before. These kinds of orgasm will never give you any satisfaction at all. As a matter of fact, they just make you even more unsatisfied, even more frustrated, feeling really bad. That's right. And what's even worse, you can't even have a real orgasm afterward because you're so overstimulated. Even if you were to cut a string, no, you will have to wait. You will have to wait and experience the frustration. So if you're smart, you don't even try to have an orgasm without cutting a string, because you know for the next 21 days you have to cut a string if you want to have an orgasm. And if you cut a string, if you have an orgasm this way, you will find that they will become even better than usual. First of all, you have limited your orgasms, and that makes your orgasms something special, something very special. something you want to celebrate. That's right. Think about the number of strings you have around your ankle. That's the number of orgasms you will have in the next 21 days. And you don't want to waste them. You want to celebrate them. You want to enjoy every single one of them. That's right. Instead of the unlimited supply of orgasms you had before, now you have to save your orgasms. You have to really enjoy them, celebrate them, and they will mean much, much more to you. They will be much more intense. They will be much more meaningful. That's right. You will really enjoy them. And having waited for an orgasm a while, you will find that they will be really enjoyable, really intense, really good. You will learn to value every orgasm much more than you do right now. Every orgasm will become something very special, something you really enjoy, something you really celebrate. And to make it even better, I give you the suggestion that whenever you cut a string, all the pleasure you feel will become more intense, will feel better than ever before. You will feel more pleasure, more lust, more enjoyment, and you will have a wonderful orgasm every time you use up a string. The orgasms will be really spectacular. They will be the best orgasms you ever had. Really wonderful, mind-blowing, intensive orgasms. Because you waited for your orgasm. You had to wait for your orgasm. You built up pleasure for your orgasm. And then you celebrated it. And then you will have an amazing, mind-blowing, intensive orgasm. It will feel absolutely amazing, absolutely wonderful. And you might have fewer orgasms during the next 21 days. But the quality of the individual orgasm will make up for it, will more than make up for it. Because every one of the orgasms will be really special, will be really amazing, will be absolutely mind-blowing. That's right. And now that you still listen to my voice, now you're looking forward to 21 days in which you will experience your lust, your pleasure, your sexuality in a whole new way, a whole new quality of arousal, a whole new quality of orgasms. Now it's time to wake you back up again. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's get ready. 0. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeper into your mind, inscribe themselves permanently onto your mind, and affect you deeply and completely for the next 21 days. And when I count up, with every number, all my suggestions will become twice as strong as you wake up. 1. And you slowly come back. 2. Slowly waking up more and more. 3. Becoming more alert. 4. More aware of your room, aware of yourself. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. As you wake up more and more, completely coming back. And 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself, really stretch yourself, completely waking up, enjoying this wonderful feeling of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write a comment for this file or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.